This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Rescue crews in the central Ukrainian city of Kremenchuk search for survivors in the wreckage of a shopping mall struck by Russian missiles Monday. Russia's defense ministry Tuesday rejected Ukraine's account, saying its missiles had hit a legitimate military target in the city. The Reuters news agency reports Russia's defense ministry said their missile struck a nearby depot of U.S. and European arms, triggering an explosion which ignited a fire in the shopping mall, which the defense ministry claims was not even in use at the time. Ukraine said at least 18 people died after Russian missiles struck the shopping center in Kremenchuk. President Vladimir Zelensky said more than 1,000 people were inside when the missiles hit. He called it a terrorist attack and said the mall had no military value. Ukraine's prosecutor general, Irina Vinnikova, was at the scene Tuesday, and she said she is investigating as a war crime. A lawyer working with the prosecutor's office, Wayne Jordash, who is helping with Vinnikova's war crimes investigation, said there was a nearby factory hit by the attack, but he refuted claims that it was a legitimate military object.
It looks like first indications are that the factory that got hit is a road construction factory. Not a military target.
Right.
Nothing to do with the military. That's the first indications. But we're investigating. The Madam Prosecutor is investigating that right now, and that's one of the central questions. So on the face of this, this looks like a war crime. It looks like it's a deliberate attack on a civilian object. We need to investigate whether there's military targets nearby. And the first indications, as I say, is that there aren't any military targets nearby.
This is VOA News. Officials in the southwestern U.S. state of Texas say 46 people were found dead after being abandoned in a tractor trailer on a remote back road outside the city of San Antonio. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
This marks the latest tragedy to claim the lives of migrants smuggled across the border from Mexico to the U.S. 16 people were hospitalized, including four children. Police Chief William McManus said a city worker at the scene was alerted to the situation by a cry for help shortly before 6 p.m. Monday. The fire chief, Charles Hood, said 12 of those taken to the hospitals were adults and four were children. He said they were hot to the touch and dehydrated, and no water was found in the trailer. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Prison officials in Colombia say at least 51 prisoners died after a fire started during a prison riot in the southwestern Colombian city of Tallulah, one of the worst incidents of recent prison violence in the country. Director of Colombia's prison agency, General Tito Castellanos, in a radio interview Tuesday, called it a tragic and disastrous event. He said there was a situation, apparently a riot. The prisoners lit some mattresses and a conflagration occurred. Castellanos later confirmed a death toll of 51 people, 49 who died in the prison, and two who died after being taken to a hospital. The prison agency director said the majority of the dead died because of smoke inhalation. He said two people who had been sent to the hospital, right now they're diagnosed with doctors, and he expects a report later. Gunmen in northwestern Pakistan killed three members of a polio vaccination team and injured another Tuesday, even as the country experiences a fresh outbreak of the infectious, crippling disease. Officials said the early morning shooting incident occurred during door-to-door immunization drive in North Waziristan, a turbulent district on the border with Afghanistan. A health worker and two policemen escorting the polio team were killed in the attack. No group immediately took responsibility. Islamic insurgents are active in North Waziristan and oppose anti-polio drives, viewing them as a government effort to collect intelligence on their hideouts. The United Nations Children's Agency, UNICEF, condemned the attack on the polio team and expressed its sympathy to the families of those killed, saying they were among thousands of heroes who worked selflessly to end polio. Pakistan's National Polio Eradication Team reports wild polio virus has paralyzed 11 children in the country this year, the largest number in the world, and all of the cases are from the Waziristan district. Repeating this hour's top story, as rescue teams in the central Ukrainian city of Kremenchuk search for survivors in the wreckage of a shopping mall, Russia's defense ministry Tuesday rejected Ukraine's account, saying its missiles were illegitimate.